You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das on Monday ruled out the reintroduction of currency notes with the denomination of Rs. 1000. Addressing the media for the first time after the central bank announced last Friday it was withdrawing Rs. 2000 notes from circulation while not taking away their status as legal tender, Das said there was enough quantity of printed notes in the system. The governor expects most of the Rs. 2000 notes to come back to the exchequer by September 30th. Das noted the impact of the withdrawal of currency notes on the economy will be very, very marginal. Economists have observed that liquidity could improve if most of the Rs. 2000 notes, amounting to 3.6 trillion, return to the banking system rather than being exchanged for smaller denomination currency notes. Given the systemic liquidity has been somewhat tight, this would ease the situation, though the relief would be short-lived. The interbank call rate fell 5 to 10 bps on Monday, while yields at the longer end of the curve remained flat. Das stressed that the exercise was part of the central bank's currency management, pointing out Rs. 2000 notes had been introduced primarily to replenish the currency that was withdrawn following the 2016 demonetization move. Moving on, credit card spending fell 3.3% on a month-on-month basis to Rs. 1.33 trillion during April, data released by the Reserve Bank of India showed. On a year-on-year basis, however, aggregate credit card spending increased nearly 26%. During March, overall credit card spending had touched a record high of Rs. 1.37 trillion, and for FY23, it rose 47% year-on-year to Rs. 14 trillion, driven by a rise in e-commerce and point-of-sale transactions. However, the move to recall the Rs. 2000 note is unlikely to have any long-lasting impact on growth or liquidity or disrupt businesses. This is partly because they account for a relatively small share of about 10.8% of the currency in circulation, unlike in the demonetization exercise of November 2016, when 86% of the cash in circulation was withdrawn. Moreover, the notes will continue to be legal tender and can be exchanged for other notes until September 30th. This is in contrast to the move in 2016 when the notes lost their status as legal tender. Meanwhile, state-run oil marketing company Bharat Petroleum Corporation on Monday reported a 159% hike in its standalone net profit to Rs. 6,477.74 crore in Q4 FY23, as against Rs. 2,501.08 crore in the year-ago quarter. Marketing margin saw a sharp increase in the quarter thanks to a softening of crude prices, enabling the company to make up for the under-recoveries in the previous quarters. The fourth quarter revenue from operations stood at Rs. 1,33,413.81 crore, 8% higher than Rs. 1,23,382 crore registered in the quarter ending March 2022, as per the full-year financial results filed by the refiner in an exchange. In another development, JSW Steel, the flagship company of the diversified JSW Group, will pay a total of Rs. 621 crore to the financial creditor of National Steel and Agro Industries to complete the acquisition. Further, its wholly owned subsidiary, JSW Steel Coated Products, will infuse another Rs. 8.52 crore by way of loans in NSAIL for settlement of unpaid insolvency resolution process costs and payment towards operational creditors, among others, JSW Steel said in a regulatory update. The company intends to complete the acquisition of NSAIL in a month. Last week, JSW Steel said the resolution plan submitted by JSW Steel Coated Products for NSAIL was approved under the corporate insolvency resolution process. NSAIL, which is into steel manufacturing and export, posted a turnover of Rs. 815 crore in FY22. In a separate development, the SGX Nifty gained 0.14% in trade on Tuesday morning, signalling the domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex may open marginally in the green. Nifty futures were 26 points higher on the Singaporean exchange at 18,361.5. On Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 rose 111 points, or 0.61%, to 18,314.40, and BSE Sensex zoomed 234 points, or 0.38%, to 61,963.68. Metro Brands, NMDC, Sudarshan Chemical Industries, JSW Energy, AkzoNobel India, Amara Raja Batteries, Ashok Leyland, Bajaj Electricals, Biocon, CMS Info Systems, Dishman Carbogen AMSIS, Dixon Technologies India, Dreamfolk Services, Fortis Healthcare, Lind India, Thyrocare Technologies, TTK Healthcare and Unichem Laboratories will report quarterly earnings on May 23rd. Lastly, the market is likely to open marginally higher on Tuesday as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 28 points after opening the session at 18,361. SGX Futures touched a high of 18,369 in early trade on May 23rd. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.